Well, good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm your host, Wendy Kaur, and it's Friday. It's Business Spotlight Day, and today we are going to be talking about a couple of great businesses that serve the entire Bighorn Basin and beyond. We're talking first today to one of our favorite entertainers, my favorite entertainer, Dan Miller, who is got his fingers in a lot of different... You got a lot of different hats that you're wearing right now, Dan. Dan Miller, good morning.
Good morning, Wendy. It's great to be with you. You look familiar.
You do. You know, it
you
seems
look
like,
familiar.
Seems like
yes.
I see you quite often down at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West.
Yes.
I believe daily.
Daily. 6 days a week, yes.
Yes, we do spend that much time together, and it's great because we have such a great time there at the Center of the West, meeting people and performing for people from all over, really, the world.
You know, I'm still, and I don't know why at this point, but I'm still amazed, Wendy, at the people that come through and discover the Center of the West and that it's a world-class facility. And it really truly is. And because we're there every day, you don't take it for granted, but you were around all the art and all the things, the displays on a daily basis. And so we have that access to it every day. But to watch people come in, and as a matter of fact, last year, one of the guy from Cowboys and Indians magazine,
right,
there's going to be an article coming out. So he called me to do an interview, and I said, what did you think of the Center of the West? And he said, you know, it's one of those things that when you drive into a town, you think, it's a museum, it's this, I'm going to do. He said, but going in there, he said, I was blown away. And I think that's the thing you and I hear the most. We
yes.
didn't have enough time. We
yes.
didn't have enough time. And it's tough for a lot of these tour companies that are on a schedule to come through and make sure everyone gets the full advantage, because it really is a 2 day at least.
And that's why they
yes,
give you
yeah.
when you purchase your admission, they give you 2 days worth of admission to get through there. And of course, a lot of people will choose to then get the combination ticket. They'll get the admission plus they get a discount then if they want to come see the show and have dinner with us.
You know, we had a group of local people last night that was part of the audience, and the fact that people come and we get to play music for them and entertain is a wonderful thing. And we've been doing it for 14 years. We've played for close to 160,000 people, and that's a blessing to us. But aside from that, Greg, the chef there, the dinner is fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fabulous.
We get people saying all the time
yes.
that it is the best meal in town.
Yep. And that's what the people last night, the
yes.
locals said last night.
Yeah.
Just... even if you don't like me, come have dinner.
That's right.
Come have
That's
dinner
right.
and
yeah.
bring earplugs. But it's a fabulous meal, and it's just a great evening. And especially if you have guests coming from out of town and you want to come and share the evening with them, or mm-hmm. just if send them over.
Oh, my gosh. I've got family in town this week. In fact, everybody's going to be there tomorrow because I've got family in town. They've brought people with them in town. Got extended family. They're all converging on the show tomorrow night because this is the thing that you want to do when you want to show off what your town has to offer. You come to the Center of the West, you have dinner, and you come to our show.
And we should probably say, Wendy, for the rest of the local peoples, my Hannah, who has been doing this show with me since she was 6 years old.
Yes.
Just turned 20 years old. And now that I'm almost 40, I think, how is that possible?
Almost
but anyway,
40, Dan,
she,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So she has not had a summer night off since she was 6 years old.
Right.
And she's heading off to the University of Laramie in Wyoming in Laramie in the fall. She just graduated from Northwest College. What a great experience that was for her. And so old dad had to do a little bargaining because Hannah said, Daddy, I want time this summer. I want to be able to have a few nights with my friends. And so she and I
negotiated.
That's a good word
yes,
for it. We
did.
Negotiated. And so now Hannah is doing Monday through Thursday nights with us.
Yes.
And by the grace of God, literally, we were able to cross paths with and find Shelby McNeil, young lady here from a Cody native.
Yes. And so for those of you who have not heard of Shelby McNeil, she has played the violin since she was small and
mm-hmm.
She is classically trained.
Yes.
She's one of those rare people who even though she didn't necessarily have an outlet because Cody doesn't have an orchestra program,
right.
She loved that instrument so much that she herself has kept up with it over the last 15 years mm-hmm. since she started playing. And she's phenomenal.
Yes, she is.
And
yes,
she sings. And she's got a huge heart and is just a genuinely good, wonderful person. How did we get so lucky to have her say yes to us?
Yeah, and she's a cutie bug.
Yes, she is.
She is just as cute as she can be. And so I hope people take the opportunity. She does Friday and Saturday mm-hmm. nights. And now starting in the middle of August, she's going to do six nights a week with us. So people come out and say, "Where's Hannah?" Come to see Hannah Monday through Thursday night, but you will not miss anything by coming Friday and Saturday night.
In fact, you will have a great experience with Shelby.
Yep. Either way, come see us. Come do that.
Yes. So of course, if there are people who are looking to get tickets, we encourage people to get online and purchase them. Like usually the morning of is fine, but we encourage people to do it early because we do have nights where we've got a couple of tour buses.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it can get full. But go to tickets.centerofthewest.org. And you can purchase your tickets there, or you can go to our website, cowboymusicreview.com, and there'll be a link there also to get the tickets for the show. And that's got our calendar and when we're, when our shows are available, because we do have matinees.
Yes, we do.
You and I do two-a-days.
Yes, we do.
Most of the week.
And we are today.
Yes, we are. So we got matinee today at 4, as well as the dinner show. But you have had, Dan, a very busy week because not only have you been doing the shows at the museum, but you and your business partner, Kirby Allen, have produced and are producing the televised version
yes.
of the Cody Stampede Rodeo, the 4th of July Cody Stampede Rodeo.
This is the fourth year that we've done this for the people here in Cody and the Stampede Board. It literally is. And the other night, Wendy, after the rodeo at the 4th, and all these guys, the crew, the cowboys, I've known them and worked with them for 30 years of my life. And Boyd Pohl Hamus, this rodeo has the best of the best stock, the best stock contractor of the year, the best announcer of the year, Boyd Pohl Hamus. It's got the best cowboys. Everybody, it is the largest one-head rodeo in the world, and you've talked about it here, $400,000 in prize money. But I had Alan Jordan, who's one of the officials, one of the judges. He and Butch Kirby I've known for 30 years, and they came up to me after the performance on the 4th of July. And again, these guys, you talk about a been there, done that, no need to BS anybody. But Alan said, "Dan, this is the best rodeo. I love coming to Cody, Wyoming more than," and he works the National Finals Rodeo every year.
Wow.
And Alan came up and he said, "This is the place. This is the place to be on the 4th of July." And he said, "There's just something about the atmosphere. Everybody steps up their game here. Everybody knows." The other night, and I've talked to you, and we've talked about this on stage the last
right.
couple of nights. This year, it was kind of a phenomenon to me, not only during the national anthem, where everybody, and you were there for that.
Yes, I was.
Everybody sang. The young lady, Maddie, that sang the national anthem was almost drowned out by the crowd sang that national anthem with
yes.
such enthusiasm and such sincerity, I thought.
Yes, most definitely.
That it was, but at the, and do I have time to tell this
you
real quickly?
You do, yeah.
Okay, at the end of the rodeo, if you were not there, at the end of the rodeo, they were playing patriotic music. Of course, Lee Greenwood and the obligatory God Bless the USA, that song came on. Well, about the first chorus, everybody in the audience started singing this song along with the track with Lee Greenwood. Well, by the time they got to the last chorus, and whoever was running the sound was a cool thing because they turned that off, and it was just the audience there, the people from all over the world there for the 4th of July in Cody, Wyoming, sang that last chorus, God Bless the USA.
It gives me goosebumps now, even just talking about it.
I mean, it was very, very impressive, and I had a lot of friends here from out of state who just said they've never seen anything like that. They've never heard anything like that.
You cannot find a more patriotic, truly, and not in a blustery, in your face type of way, but a truly genuine love for their country than right here in Cody, Wyoming over the 4th of July.
Yeah. And rodeo's probably the last place where you can, and people fight us about it, that you can still start it off with a prayer.
Yes.
With the national anthem, with everyone that is standing up and showing their patriotism, and there's all faiths there.
Yes.
But it's just, I don't know, it's something that's slipping away in this country, but we're hanging on to it. Oh, man, it was, and you know me, I'm a pretty hardcore, cynical.
Yes, you are.
kind of guy.
Moved.
It was phenomenal to be there. I was moved by it, and I was glad that I was there and able
to witness
to hear it.
Yeah, yes, yep, exactly. Now, real quickly, we talked about the fact that you were there filming.
Yes.
And you had a great film crew there as well. And you're going to be submitting this to RFD TV.
It will be on RFD TV. And I've sometime in late August. I like to do it later because in the summertime, nobody watches television. But as it gets closer to fall, people start coming back in the evenings and the light goes away and they start watching television. So I've always put it on the air in late August, even the 1st of September, just so that people around. And what we're building up to, Wendy, of course, next year is the 100th Cody Stampede. We really want to make that special. But this, people from all over the country, and I get comments from all over the country about people watching the Cody Stampede A lot of people watch it.
Yes, they do.
A lot of people watch it.
Brings them here the next year. Now, we've got one other thing that I want to make sure that you talk about, because in addition to, we've talked about a lot of hats that you're wearing this week. You have also been in contact and are coordinating a concert event. It's going to happen down at City Park, a free concert event. And for people who are country music fans, they are not going to want to miss this.
Well, I got a call from Susie Bogus, and she said, Dan, we're going to be in the area again. Is there something you could do? Could you? And I said, sure. I get those calls all the time. But Susie's just such a good buddy. August 17th, it's a Friday night. But I wanted to do something. Susie has come to town before, and we've always sold out when Susie is here. So I thought, let's just do something in the park for free with Susie. And I think it'll be packed. I think it'll be phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh,
it'll be on a beautiful, crossing my fingers, a beautiful Friday evening, August 17th. I think the concert's going to start at 8 o'clock so that we can do our show and I can switch hats and get over there and do this with Susie. But I hope people come out and take the opportunity for free. And we've done free. I've done free with the Bellamy Brothers and with Mo Bandy and Janie Fricke. But it doesn't happen without sponsors.
Exactly. You have had some tremendous community support for this.
It doesn't happen without sponsors. And as a matter of fact, I'm so far behind right now. Sponsors, if you're out there, give me a call because I'll be calling you. Susie is somebody that we can make it happen. Like the Bellamy's, they give me such a good deal that we can. But I want people to know I'm not going to make a nickel off this.
You're donating your time.
Yeah. And I hope people, I know people will come here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Come here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Dan Miller, thank you so much for being on the show today and just kind of giving us a glimpse into the things that you've been up to and the things that we all are going to be able to participate in and that shows off Cody in the best possible light.
I say this honestly, Wendy, it's my pleasure. I am so proud to be a part of this community.
Wonderful. Dan, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right.
I guess I'll see you later.
I will see you later. Yes, sir.
What a deal.
Yes, and if you have not come down to see us, come down to the Center of the West. We've got a matinee at 4 o'clock today, dinner at 5:30, the show at 6:30. That is six nights a week that we do that dinner show, and you just can't beat the deal. So thanks a lot, Dan.
Okay.
And thank you, folks, for tuning into the first half of Party Line. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, welcome back to Party Line for the second part of the show here. We're visiting with Vera Bierlein with the Cody Elks Lodge because, Vera, you've got a couple of great things that are coming in the next couple of months. We want people to mark their calendars here.
Yes.
But make sure that you save out July 21st.
Yes, July 21st. And It is our annual free barbecue for veterans and veteran supporters.
So all of us who support veterans get free food too?
Darn right.
Okay.
And there'll be music and all sorts of great things going on. We're going to have barbecue ribs, salad. There'll be some adult beverages. Free for all veterans and veteran supporters. And we've done this every year for years because we love our veterans and we thank them. And this is our way we can thank everyone who is a veteran or current military and people that support them, their families, come down. It's definitely a family-oriented.
Yes.
You know.
It's a great, great way to give back to the community in that way. And the Elks are so good about supporting our veterans in that way.
Yes, we try very hard and we want to do what we can to let you know we're thinking about them. And we want to, you know, we want them to realize that we do care and we're there for them. And this is just one way to show it. And I hope people will come. We have a beautiful lawn, 1202
yes.
Beck Avenue
yes.
is the Elks. If you don't know where it is now, you will, but it's 1202 Beck. And beautiful lawn, beautiful area, lots of shade. Bring your chairs,
and
bring your family.
Out.
Just hang with us.
And then real quickly, we also want you to mark your calendars, folks, for September 29th, because Vera, the Elks are hosting their annual fall festival.
Yes, it's our annual fall festival, Fight Against Cancer. And it is September 9th, which is Saturday. We have three bands come in and play on the stage. And it's just a lot of good music, good fun. Fat Rax is going to cater us this year.
All right.
Mike is a member of the Elks, and he's just a great member. And three bands, we haven't confirmed what they are, but mark your calendar for September 29th.
September 29th, the Fall Festival, and July 21st, the Veterans Barbecue for veterans and veteran supporters.
That's right. Come on down and enjoy us. Enjoy the Elks. Come and see why the Elks is committed to our community, and that's what we do.
And you are, and you guys do a great
job. We're community
job.
Investors.
Yes. Thank you, Vera, so much.
Thank you, Wendy.
You bet. And thank you, folks, for tuning in to Party Line today. Have a phenomenal weekend. Stay tuned for Speak Your Peace in just a few minutes.
You're listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.